Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. How are you?
We won.
I know. Oh, my God.
And the Raptors.
Keep your love alive.
Yeah.
Keep your love
the
alive.
The refs were cheating for the Raptors, too, and we still won.
What did they do?
There was a non-travel call there at the end.
A non-travel call?
This kid travels, and every player stops because it's so obvious the guy just traveled.
So they're waiting for the call?
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy just walked down the floor.
Oh.
And then they don't, no whistle, and the kid throws the ball to one of his friends, and they make a basket, and still everyone's standing there like, well, you're going to blow the whistle, right? That guy just walked down the court.
Waiting.
Nothing.
And we still won.
Well, and there were more bad calls there at this. Yeah, luckily. And Kevin Durant going down, man, that was painful. And it looks like this time
he's down for the count.
It's going to affect him into next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your Achilles is pretty important.
You kind of need that.
You kind of do.
When those blow, well, right. it's Achilles is a term for a reason. Mm. You know, my Achilles.
It's the thing that got you.
It's that one lady. You know?
Is it Darcy?
There's been a few of them along the way. You know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had a few dudes that...
Who, me? No.
You.
Never. I don't care about people.
Oh, good.
That's
for
right.
You.
Anyway, game six is at home this Thursday.
So we're actually getting another one here.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Damn, man.
Oakland.
Come on, Warriors. Way to keep it exciting. Way to keep it a nail-biter, I guess.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Those officials were bad.
They were so bad, you guys. I mean, I know that's sort of the cup, but we won. So why am I bitching about it? Because we barely won.
Right.
Because those refs were so bad last night.
Like a point, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the guy had made the shot that he threw up there at the end, it'd be over. Rough. Rough watching. Check this. So I went for a run yesterday, and I don't know what that temperature was.
1,000.
Holy hell.
I think it was.
It was torture.
It was so hot.
It was so hot. Torture.
I ran like 4 miles. I was.
You still ran?
I had to.
You couldn't just do it on the treadmill?
Yeah.
You guys, that's what I did on the treadmill, but it was hotter than a. You think
did
that
you have
garage is
open?
Cool?
No, I just, you know, at least the sun's not pounding down on you.
Anyway, I did that and was just.
Drenched.
Raining, which is good. That's what I needed to do.
Sure.
But I felt more stress and more sweaty watching that game.
Oh.
It was excruciating. Do you watch that?
Yeah. All the way through.
The refs cheated, right?
It seemed that way.
Yeah.
And Draymond freaked out for good reason.
Dude, he got another tech.
Yeah, he did.
He could. So this Draymond's like one of our best players. He's super underrated, but he's so good. And he's super. He's like an emotional leader. If he gets one more technical, he's out for a game.
What is that, four? How many do you get?
You get six total.
Six.
And he's got five.
Oh, my God.
I think that's it. Or six.
What did he get one for last night?
For blowing up. Oh, and the refs are like, T. And I'm all, oh, my God. You know, we lost a series one time before because he kicked a guy in the nuts.
Well, that's not good.
That is not good.
It was the same thing, I think. He teched out. And lost a game, and it's a game we lost, and it's because we didn't have him. He's good. No. And now he's like one tech away from being sitting down. And people like that, it's like one of those things he's going to be asking for. Like, he'll be good. He'll be good, and then he'll be like...
Until he's not good.
Yeah. And then he can't. Mm-hmm. He can't not.
He needs to settle down.
Oh.
He said not kick people in the nuts.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Not have a meltdown.
That was he was younger then.
He learned, right?
He's learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Since
still
then.
Emotional,
not that much.
Though.
Still, he's five. He's got five.
Yeah.
He's pretty scary. He's a big guy.
Well, they're all big guys.
Yeah, they are. Even the ones that seem small are huge compared to anybody else.
Sure. Right. They look like a shrimp
Steph
until you
see. Only 6'1".
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh. Regular size.
He's a shorty.
He's not regular size.
I don't know. Compared to some of those guys, 7-footers.
No, yeah. He's 6'3".
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still pretty tall.
And he's jacked. Look at his arm right there. Dude's jacked. He's in the gym. He's lifted some weight.
Yeah.
And Quinn Cook, he looks tiny on that court. He's 6'2".
Oh, wow.
He looks like a little shorty running around.
Yeah. That's the kid with all that hair sticking up, too. He looks like...
Does he try to give himself...
He gets 6 inches on top of the hair.
He does. Anyway, what's up with you? Did you make some purses in all that heat? Did you struggle through it all?
I did. And... I have a little mini split out there, so I have AC out there, thank God.
Woo,
oh, my God.
You.
Oh, hell yeah.
You put AC in the she shack?
And heat. Yeah, it's like it's called a mini split. You see him in... like, I don't know, tropical places, it's a one-room heating and cooling, but it's not in a window unit. It's like has a little mini compressor outside and does heat.
I've never seen that.
They're like a white box up on the wall. You've seen them in like a hotel. Remember when we were in Trinidad and Tobago? Where were we? That's not where we were.
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, that's it exactly, right there.
Oh.
In Turks and Caicos, we had those in each room. That was where our heat and air conditioning came from. Mostly our air conditioning.
I didn't spend much time in my room because I didn't have a TV.
Or a phone. No phone, no TV. And the floor
was flooded.
Wet.
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't a great vacation.
I went out and hit the beach.
I sat on the bed with my feet up off the ground. It's too hot for me.
You went to the beach also?
In Turks Caicos?
Oh, no. Sorry. I thought you meant yesterday.
No,
you were busy.
Yeah. Oh. So I was nice and cool. But, you know, the funniest thing that happened to me is what happened to Bryn this morning.
What?
No,
it's funny. Come on, you gotta.
Is it
let
funny
me tell
you
it.
And sad to Bryn?
No, it's funny.
It's
it should be
sad.
Funny.
It's kind of stupid, really.
Why don't you tell the story?
No, you tell the story.
The funniest thing that happened to you is what happened to Bryn this morning.
So Bryn gets out of his car. We share a tandem spot downstairs, and so we get here around the same time. So sometimes I pull to the side and wait for him to get there, and he pulls in, and then I back in behind him. So he's, we both have electric cars, but he plugs his in because he's way harder on that car than I am. You just drive slow. You have so much more electricity. You don't have to charge here. So he.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
So he
Thanks,
gets
Ma.
You're welcome. So he gets out of his car and he's like limping. I'm like, oh no. Oh, the gout. Oh no.
You know,
oh, poor Bryn.
I believe in your defense it was a motorcycle accident injury, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gout, the broken ankles,
sure. Yeah.
And the shoes that belong to his wife that he's wearing to work today. Those
you
are the things.
You put on the wrong shoes today?
I didn't put on the wrong shoes. So
you just thought
I always
be more
leave. I come and leave through the garage, and she does not. She goes to the front door. So I have the shoes in the same place every time. And as I was walking out the door with my backpack and all the stuff I'm holding in my coffee cup, I wear slippers and I toss off my slippers and I grab the shoes that I normally wear, my Ultra Boost Adidas. Toss them in the car, and then take off, and I like to drive bare feet because I like to feel the gas and brake pedal. I do. So like halfway here, I'm like, I'm gonna put my shoe on real quick. One of my shoes. I'm like, this is not fitting right now. And we have the same exact shoes, the same exact color.
They're the same exact shoes, but she's got whatever 2-3 sizes smaller, whatever her feet are. Probably 5 sizes
petite,
smaller. She's
yes,
tiny.
We know.
But they have the exact same color shoes. So, but where were your shoes?
I don't know. They're probably close by. I just didn't even think about it. I grabbed the same shoes I wear all the time. I just toss them in the car on the passenger side so I can hop in and go. You know?
So he gets to work, and the only shoes he has with him are his wife's shoes.
You got to wear them.
So he's.
Do you want some flip-flops? I have some in the car.
You do?
Yeah. He's just got
it's
his little right. Toes in there and
nice
the crushed down back. I'm like,
thanks.
I'm like, oh, no, the guy. He goes, no. It's kind of a long story.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a bit, Sarah.
Why is it your thing? Are you wearing John's shoes? What's your problem?
No.
What do you mean?
She just doesn't have anything to report.
I made purses yesterday.
Okay.
That's all. I said the funniest thing that happened to me was what happened to Bryn this morning.
I thought there was something you guys had in common.
Oh, no. Oh, good God, no.
No, just wants to laugh at my story.
Yeah, it was just funny. Because I really thought,
stupidity.
Like, oh, no, the poor thing. He's limping. Like, he's got so many foot problems and he hates walking and stuff.
Right.
So luckily, you're going to go straight home, right?
Well, I have no choice. I guess I could pull a Franti.
Oh, sure. You could just walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
In this disgusting...
I'm telling you, I got a pair of flip-flops. Like, take those things before you go barefoot. Jesus.
Yeah.
Gonna end up with worms.
Glass and poo and pee.
I know. The sidewalks are so nasty.
Bogus. Disgusting.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. Mm. Plus, it's so hot that everything's fermenting.
Yeah.
It's cooling off today, though, right?
Well, it's cooling off a few degrees from yesterday.
Still in
tomorrow
the hundreds.
It was 100 at my house.
Yeah.
Oh,
100.
Yeah. Oh, fully.
It was
tomorrow,
horribly
10
hot.
To 15 degrees cooler. Yeah. So we're going to get a little bit of a cooling drive.
Thank God. Oh, my God. It's so dumb.
San Francisco says 82 today.
Oh
is that
God.
All? Hmm. Did we wind up breaking the record in San Francisco yesterday?
Had to.
Yeah, it was 97.
Oh.
What? It was 97 in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
For the date? Is that the
88 was
thing?
the previous high. Mm. Well, that's what they're saying on Fox 2 yesterday.
Not ever, right?
No,
just
but
for
the date.
Yeah. Yeah, for the date.
I think it was since 1975 for ESA.
Oh, my God. We almost hit 100 in San Francisco. That's unheard of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So today it's going to cool off at the coast, and then they say that the fog will
roll in tomorrow.
Roll in. Mm-hmm. And we can use it.
Yeah.
Mm. Not completely, though, boy. It's still going to be 90 over by my house, which 90 is cooler, but how's that cooling off?
Still hot.
Sheesh.
It'll still be sweaty running on that treadmill.
I'm going to find something else to do today. I think I'm going to try and find waves.
Oh, yeah.
Get away from those people, Vinny.
What's that?
You think there will be some?
Well, I hope. Fingers crossed.
Watch out for the people, though.
I have all my gear.
Oh, that's right. Watch out for the people.
What people?
There's so many people traveling up the hill.
Oh, well, I may go down the coast and jump in wherever I see something.
That looks good.
They'll
go in there.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Sure.
Sure, I
like
bet.
Just being able to stop where you see something and go, all right, I'll make that happen.
Mm. Today's my last day before my brother and sister-in-law
Wait a minute.
Come back.
Before you go to that,
yeah.
Is your boy's graduation today?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that tonight or today?
Exciting.
It's tonight.
Did he get a new suit or anything like that? Or they don't wear that
in
the Valley?
He has a suit.
Jeans and
They wear a cap and gown.
I know, but underneath that.
Yeah, he has a suit. He'll wear a suit. Although it's going to be so hot and it's outdoors and in the sun. So that should be fun.
Maybe shorts, shirt
I know.
And tie.
Right. Well, the gown only comes to like mid-calf, so he's got to wear pants on the bottom.
Mm.
But I don't know what he'll wear underneath.
What are you wearing?
I don't know, shorts and a t-shirt. I don't know what to wear.
You know
it's
what
gonna
looks
be
great?
So hot.
The red velour suit.
Don't do that.
Huh?
The red velour suit.
You still have that?
I have that. No, I might have given it. I don't know.
You have it.
You can get away with how about some boots or some nice little strappy things, some jeans, nice jeans, dark blue jeans, and a little blazer. You could wear a tank top underneath that.
I was actually thinking I have a very pretty sleeveless top that's kind of flowy. And
What about a sundress?
No, I'm not wearing a sundress.
It's a perfect day for a sundress.
It is.
If only I had one.
Let your body breathe.
Yeah.
Everything.
You might
breathe.
Get burned though. You're,
I know.
Kind of pale.
Thanks.
Sheesh.
Well, she's not wrong.
Sunscreen, fool.
Yeah, I'll put a little of that on my shoulders.
Man, I've been walking with my youngest kid. And, like, in the blazing sun, but I'm covering her in sunscreen. Yeah. I can imagine people are like, that guy. But sorry. She's covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fine. Don't worry. Although, one of the days I was out there, I thought, and it was even early in the day. I think it was Sunday morning. But I thought, oh, if this poor kid's burnt when I get her home, I'm going to kill myself.
No, mom's going to kill you.
Yeah, but the sunscreen worked great.
Yeah.
You!
Sunscreen's a pretty great invention.
50.
SPF?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to go high. I don't know what the... it's at this little amphitheater at the graduation is. It's a small one because he's not going to walk with a big class. He went to a different school this year. So It's at his old high school, but it's in this small amphitheater. It's outdoors, but it's, I'm thinking about where it is. It's sort of the high school itself is at the bottom of a hill, so I'm wondering if it'll be late enough.
You'll have to trek your way over.
No, just late enough in the day that it'll be in the shade.
Mm-hmm. Hope so.
I know, me too.
And they go quicker if it's a smaller group of folks.
It's a really small group.
Perfect.
I know, like maybe 100 people total.
Bye.
I know.
As well, that's to it's neat, though.
Thousand.
He's going to be stoked.
Yeah. Aww. It's a big deal. They went, yes, they had the whole rehearsal and rundown and sound check and everything yesterday, so.
That's amazing. Great.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited.
All right. So I'm sorry. You were saying John.
Yeah, John.
Big John.
Big John, my brother, and my sister-in-law are coming. They were in Alaska for the last week, and they've been bitching that it's, you know, it's not hot enough here for them, and, you know, with all the rain that we've had and stuff. And I'm like, they leave, and we get the hottest GD week of the year so far.
Record-breaking.
And then tomorrow, they come home. Well, they're coming home tonight. But tomorrow, it's going to be cold again.
Yeah, they missed.
I won't be cold, but
they didn't just miss the hottest of the year. Hottest of all times.
Oh, my God. It was intense this week.
Do they have air conditioning at their condo?
They do not.
Oh, well.
So it's probably for the best that they weren't here when it was 150 degrees.
So without them, have you been like, God, I really miss them?
I do miss them.
I know you and Deb hang every day.
I know.
Right?
It's so funny, too, because I've been like putting the pressure on myself. I want to have a lot of stuff made when she gets back, you know, so she'll feel like she was, you know, like that I was productive, that I wasn't just lazing around. Because on Saturday, I took the whole day off. I'm like, I just feel like.
Why wouldn't you?
Couch. Yeah, you should.
I mean, this is your job. This one.
Oh, I know. No, absolutely.
Right. Hello?
That's my passion. Oh, no. I think my zipper just broke.
Oh, no.
You can fix it. Don't worry.
I'm going to try. Look at me. This is my jacket.
Even in a heat wave, Sarah's wearing a parka.
Well, listen, it's cold in the morning.
Is
although,
it?
Well, it was like 60 this morning. I couldn't believe that's the warmest it's been so
far. I couldn't wait to get out to my... I sat in my car yesterday for about 20 minutes.
Oh, just in the AC?
Yeah, in the AC with Ella.
Oh, what
wait
happened?
Yes. What the heck did
what happened
you
yesterday?
Do?
It was awful. I mean, the heat was awful. The men were amazing. Let me
are
shame.
You done or not?
Did sure. you get a hotel?
I did not. Because we would have had to check in at 3, and the guys would have been done a couple hours later.
Oh. So, to go to Bay Club or something?
No, because I had Ella with me.
Oh.
So we ended up going to a place down the street. I kept like trying to find places that would allow a dog indoors.
Like there's the dog park? Oh, the
but,
dog park.
No, it's too hot. It was too hot. And so we ended up going to some place and we ordered food and Ella's just like panting away. And then I could barely eat. John could barely eat. We're like, we just got to go. We got to go. And the lady's like, you didn't like your food? And like, no, it's great. Pack it up to go. We got to go. It's too hot. Went back home. And what I was going to say.
Shame.
Belfour, BELFOR. They're out of Hayward. But they set us up all along these months. And the two guys came in, the same two guys that have helped us along the way, were there. And they worked the entire time. Didn't even take a lunch break.
Oh.
I, you know, kept giving them waters and stuff. And do you guys want any juice? Can I get you something else? Can I make you something? Can I make you, you know, can I get you something? And I was like, I'm sorry, we don't have anywhere to go. We're just going to stay down here. So if you need anything. And they were up and down, up and down, up and down. And it was so hot. They were done by about 7 p.m.
Oh, they finished.
They finished.
Oh, my God. Oh, is Ella
but
not here today?
No, Ella's not here today.
Oh.
But there I was with Vinny. I put a wash rag and I put a bunch of ice. Had it on my head, just moving
yes.
it all. And then I had Ella's own wash rag that I put on her head. And we were just like, this is miserable. This is horrible. And I felt so bad for them. And
then did you get
done.
your beds back into the rooms?
They moved everything back in the rooms. I still have, you know, the
dang.
Crap from my closet in the
right.
kitchen. That I'm gonna be donating so much stuff. I have so much girl stuff that it's insane. You know, products.
Yes.
Products that are unopened and just like, I'm never gonna use that stuff. Boxes of stuff that, you know, we
sure.
get given or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm never gonna use that.
So this was actually an opportunity to clean everything out.
Yeah. And I'm gonna text John pretty quick because I know he's working right now. Like, don't put that back in. Don't put that upstairs. I'm gonna be donating that. Da da da. Mm. So anyway, so it's all great, and but it was so
How's
hot.
How's the new carpet look?
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay. I'll take a picture once everything's kind of settled back in. I'll take a picture just so you can see
once it goes
the
back
quality.
To looking like a hotel room. Perfect.
True. I had that fan in front of my face all night, you guys.
I bet you did.
Oh,
what time did you manage to get to sleep?
Like 9?
Oh, boy.
Something like that. And it was still, and I was in my, both of us took like a hot, cold, a cold shower. And I just sat there like this, like in my chonies. I actually put on underwear, no bra or no, you know, top. I was like,
In the shower?
No, on the bed. Once I got out of the shower,
after
just laid on top.
I just laid on top and couldn't even. It was so hard to sleep.
Oh my God!
But that part is done, and we just need the sprinkler things put back on, and then take a final report next week, and we should be
good to go.
Done with this ordeal.
Oh my
Good
God!
For you.
Ordeal
know,
is what
dude.
It's been.
It has been. It's been a journey, but thank. To everybody who helped us through
but
it.
Now you're tip-top condition in that condo. Now you need to move and get a place with AC.
Right.
Yeah. It's all perfect now. Sell it. Okay. KLZ HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we go. Let's get her done Tuesday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.